Thank you for calling Sync Jewelers. Due to the massive increase in spam calls, please press 1 to prove that you are a person. Thank you.
What am I doing?
Nothing has been selected.
Thank you for calling Sync Jewelers. Due to the massive increase in spam calls, please press 1 to prove that you are a person.
Oh, I'm pressing 1.
Good afternoon, Sync Jewelers.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I was just kind of popping in. I want to see how's everything been going with the cold and the snow, if you guys are still doing business.
So much of both of those things.
Yeah, a lot of it, right?
Yeah, ridiculous. We got it for today.
Did you? We're supposed to get some over the weekend, but...
Are you?
Yeah.
What we just got headed your way, so it's...
I get the lake effect.
3 inches today, maybe? I would say.
I don't know. I
on
heard
top of the 12 we got last weekend.
Oh, you had 12 last weekend? That's a lot over there.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Oh, man. Yeah, so...
Slowed everything down here in our little town, but...
That's why I was asking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, weather happens, right? But when it impacts, you know, affects business, then, you know, that's a relevant thing to ask about, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, would I like to know if you went sledding? Of course. I would love to know if you went sledding. But
I am not an out-in-the-cold type person, so my kids did.
I wanted to go. I wanted to take my boys sledding, but their mom said it was too cold.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my daughter, I mean, it was like 12 degrees. She's 4. She does not feel the cold. She doesn't care. She'll live out there. Build her an igloo. She's good. My son gets about 10 minutes, and he's coming inside ready for the hot cocoa.
Oh, yeah. The hot cocoa is the best part, I think.
Yeah.
So,
stay inside and make that, and then have some when they come in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you get the cuddles and, you know, watching a movie.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's the jam.
It absolutely is. I agree with you. But at the store, did you have anything that was working before the snow kind of came through that now you're going to pick back up, like bridal calls that were, you know, coming? And then
we didn't, honestly.
No, you did. You didn't. But because I haven't shipped anything to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
I got to get something out to you. I want to get something in your hands. What would be
beneficial? He's your girl, but I think that it's the labs that are pushing us, and then the prices. That's been the main.
I got those too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lab studs, lab tennis bracelets, lab tennis necklaces, lab graduated necklaces. These are things that I could get to you on memo that you can, you know, have in the store to show, you know, leading up to Valentine's Day, possibly make some sales on them, decide if you want to keep them or not, you know. But, I'm sure you have lab studs there.
We do, yeah.
What price points do you get yours for?
I honestly can't remember, but we generally put them together ourselves.
Oh,
so he gets
get
everything kind of in pieces and assembles everything here.
Oh, that's, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, but, you know, I mean, it's easier if they come, and he doesn't have to do that probably, right?
Right.
I don't sell lab diamonds loose.
Okay. Sell them complete?
No. I kind of paused at an unfortunate time. I don't sell them loose lower than 2 carats for the most part. So, but in mounted, I'll have them, you know, in the bracelets, in the earrings. So, just to give you an idea,
Have you ever sent, an email to the Sync Jewelers with, like, your 2-carat loose pricing for labs?
I mean, I'm just going to be honest and tell you that I don't win those because I have phenomenal pricing on it. It's just that I offer lab as a service more than anything.
Okay.
Natural diamonds is where
right.
most of my business is.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We don't get any requests for them anymore.
You got to have them there so that people know them. You know that you
we have a couple that we show every day or every other day, but they just always go back to the lab, and they go bigger than what we have in natural because they can.
So, of course. The ones that you have, because, you know, diamond pricing has come down, you know, sub 2 carat has come down 40% over the last 2 years. So it's potential, you know, you potentially are at a, you know, upside down on those or at a higher price point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, best time to talk about the fact that I have lifetime trade on all my natural diamonds. You know, we've been buying them back dollar for dollar since 1997,
okay.
You know, towards a diamond that's just $1 more. And, you know, even when it hurts, it's good business. So what diamonds do you have there that you show? Rounds?
Yeah, they're rounds. They're 3/4 and a carat total weight.
3/4.
Maybe it's like a 101.
Oh, those are studs?
No, they're loose.
Oh, okay. So you got a 1 carat and a 3/4 carat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know your price point on those?
I don't.
I mean, it's fine. You know, I could kind of imagine. You had them for a little while?
Yes.
Yeah. My price point would probably surprise you. I mean, I could get a carat, carat out to you for, like, depending on color and clarity, like a couple grand. They're not very expensive.
Okay.
So, I mean, that means if you get Keystone on it, you're
right.
Looking at, you know, $4,000 for a carat. Five for like a 3-stone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With a carat and then, little quarters on the side. So, you know, and I know that it's not, like, I think I call on maybe like 5 stores in the entire state of Ohio. And I don't know what it is, if it's the geography or something, but, or if it's just the luck of the draw for me. But I get the same stories from all of you guys, and that is you know, and it's because it's not lab everywhere. It's not. I sell hundreds of thousands of dollars in natural diamonds. People are buying them, but I definitely know that there's some areas that are more predisposed to lab than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple areas of the country will tell me that, like, they're like a couple years behind the trends on things. Like, you know, they're like, people just started getting white gold here, and I'm like, yeah, it's back to yellow everywhere else. You know, they're starting to move that way. You know, and so like maybe it's just where you guys are at. So like people just started going lab, right? They just started doing that, and so. You know, maybe you'll be 6 months or a year back on the natural train because consumers are starting to be, you know, people are smart, right? Oh man,
mm-hmm.
Supply and demand. These are cheap; they must not be rare. You know, I don't want to buy something that isn't rare for this person
right.
that you know. If you do it right, you're buying it one time. You know, and even some of the younger kids. You know, they'll say, you know, hey, my girlfriend's worth more than $500, you know, let me see what a natural diamond looks like. And that's where our lifetime trade comes in. You know, you can trade that up, you know, get up
to
a carat.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to them about that. Peggy will be in on Monday, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
About the trade-in and then
for sure.
Talk about some of the loose.
Yeah, just let me know what you could do. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk your ear off.
No, you're fine. I understand.
But, definitely. And then, you know, if there's any finished goods that you need in lab, you let me know. I got, you know, tons of stuff. The price points on finished in lab is pretty good. So
okay. Whatever's
clever, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks so much. You have a great
right.
weekend. Be warm.
Thank you.
All right,
you
bye.
Too. Bye.